Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with Lynn, Julian and Shaoning. Now, of course, the Public Accounts Committee Chairman, Dr. Noraini Ahmad, said yesterday that several government agencies and ministries will be called in following discrepancies involving government funds. Now, the AG's report released found 7 cases involving improper payments worth 38.7 million ringgit, 5 leakages cases worth 1.7 billion and 6 cases of wastage involving 26.5 million.
So Noraini said that a lot of this is down to weaknesses in project planning and aspects of payment as well as unorganized contract management. And I think that's so important, right? How you deal with your contract managers. And a lot of the outcomes as a result are not meeting with quality standards. And also there is a lack of monitoring behind some of these processes.
Noraini disclosed that among the projects and programs that the committee will be looking at includes the LPG, which is the liquefied petroleum gas subsidy payments by the Finance Ministry and Customs Department, foreign worker restrictions under the Home Affairs Ministry and Human Resource Ministry, the Trauma and Emergency Department of the 4 Klang Valley Public Hospitals under the Health Ministry. Now, the Auditor General, Dato' Nik Azman Nik Abdul Majid, said such issues had occurred due to general disregard of government procedure and rules.
The trauma and emergency departments of Klang Valley Public Hospitals. I would be very interested to find out the details of that. And this is basically based on a random sampling, right? Because audits, that's what audits generally are. Imagine what they would uncover if there was actually a 100% audit of all of the previous governments or all of the government's decisions in this matter. I can imagine that even looking at this, we're looking at a tally of over. I think it's nearly 2 billion ringgit.
The question is, you know, every year they run this AG audit. It's not something new, right? But do we know about what happens after this? Okay, so you've got these findings, and then?
Well, it's been very bad in the previous administration, to say the least, right? Every year you have just this catalogue of all the misdemeanors of the previous government.
Yeah, it felt like it was shouting into the void a little bit.
Correct.
Right? Because they would say, oh, you know, you've got mismanagement in a sturgeon farm someplace.
Exactly.
You know, or you paid $3,000 for overhead projectors that nobody uses. But yet nobody seems to be penalised for anything, or there's no punishment meted out.
I would say that we have become so desensitized to even the country losing billions and billions of dollars. And hopefully that we can look forward to something being done about it in the present administration, this being the new Malaysia. So hopefully there are things to look forward to.
Now, the AG's report also discovered that millions of ringgits in grants meant for the betterment of the Malaysian Indian community was mismanaged by the special unit under the Prime Minister's department. So it said that the socio-economic development of the Indian Community Unit, or the SEDIC, under the previous administration, had been given up to or more than 200 million ringgit between 2014 and 2018 to run development programs to uplift the poor Indian community. But there were no records or database to monitor the spending of the grants, and they didn't follow any criteria in terms of selecting its non-governmental organisation recipients. So this report obviously noted that there is a weakness in the administration and conflict of interest in the management of SEDIC. And I think this in particular is something that I'm sure the government will continue to look into, because the plight of the Malaysian Indian community, because there's so many of them exist in the B40 categories, and there's very little to actually help them in terms of government aid. So
yeah, I think they're one of the most marginalized communities in Malaysia, and this is like a case of kicking them when they're already down, right? And a lot of these sums, like 19 million ringgit here and there and 10 million ringgit there, it's like loose change to some of our kleptocrats who steal billions of dollars from the country. This is like, why even do it?
Which is actually terrible, because when you think about it, this money is set aside for, like what you said, the marginalized, but yet it's so mismanaged. I mean, it's as if there was no care and concern in terms of how this money was used. So they were giving money to 49 unqualified NGOs who were recipients of these funds in 2017. These 20 NGOs that filed for the 23 programs, they were not filed by the SEDIC. And also 5 NGOs and 1 skill training institute did not even return extra funds worth 3 million. So it looks like there was a complete mismanagement of how this money was managed.
So the Socioeconomic Development of the Indian Community Unit, or SEDIC, that was formed in 2014, and it was tasked to give out grants and assistance to Indian NGOs to manage programs in aid of the community. But sadly, it doesn't look like it has fulfilled its mandate. Now, there were a couple of other findings from the report, including that a science academy is yet to return a 31.6 million ringgit in unused funds to the government. So this was unused R&D funds, totaling more than 32 million held by Academy Science Malaysia. My Creative Ventures also invested 214 million ringgit from the government from a government grant without MOF approval. So that is a wholly owned subsidiary of MOF Inc. Without approval from the finance ministry.
There's some good news, though. One or two. We'll take anything that we can get, right? MIDF is in a strong financial position, so that's good. And MAGIC, or the Malaysian Global Innovation and Creativity Centre, that's also financially sound.
Well, we do need to hear some good news. But the hope is that in next year's audit report, the findings will be substantially different. And that during this year, from 2019 to 2020, we do actually see some individuals being called into question for this mismanagement and spending of money this way. Because there's no point issuing a report and nothing ever gets done.
Exactly. But of course, now in May last year, Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng and the Customs Department claimed outstanding GST refunds amounted to almost 19.5 billion ringgit. And the National Audit Committee says these claims about the delayed goods and services tax refunds as of June last year is actually inaccurate. And this is according to the PAC report tabled yesterday. And so apparently the actual situation is that in March this year, the Customs Department explained to the PAC that only about 1.5 billion ringgit of the 19.5 billion was verified as legitimate claims. And the National Audit Department disagrees with the Customs Department assessment that 93% of the 19.5 billion should be paid.
So according to the Audit Department, it isn't standard practice to accept all claims processed through the revenue management system as legitimate claims. And as of April this year, a total of almost 5.7 billion ringgit in GST refund payments have already been made.
Now, the GST Trust Fund as of May last year, only 152 million ringgit, only has 152 million ringgit and cannot complete the refunds. Now, the PAC's conclusion is that there was no money taken from this GST Trust Fund as claimed by the finance minister. The GST Trust Fund was simply insufficient because the money was used for other purpose. The PAC also concluded that the previous government had violated the GST Act of 2014 and the Financial Practices Act 1957 by placing the GST funds into a consolidated revenue account.
Yes, so former Prime Minister Dato' Sri Najib Razak has refuted this. He said his actions were legal and claimed that his practice was consistent with other countries that collect a consumption tax, including Singapore. Of course, the Attorney General, Tommy Thomas, also actually wrote about the violation of the GST Act of 2014 of the previous administration to the PAC last year. So the legitimate way would have been to have all the GST collections go to the GST Trust Fund, but the PAC found that only 35% of GST revenue was transferred to the Trust Fund, so the remaining 65% was used for government expenditure.
Nevertheless, opposition leader Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob is trying to bring Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng to book by referring him to the Parliamentary Select Committee over the remarks that this 19 billion odd ringgit was stolen. In fact, it wasn't exactly stolen, just put into the wrong account.
BFM 89.9.